Very interesting question for Sukkot. Comes up every year, of course, and people are still a little confusion, so we'll try to clarify and try to eliminate some of the confusion. And that is, which bracha comes first? Is it Hamotzi, right, or the bracha of Leshe Basukkah? As you would imagine, it's a machloket. And already you have the Rosh, quotes from his Rav, Rabbi Meir Rutenberg, we call him Arami Rutenberg. His minhag was, he first made the bracha Leshe Basukkah, and then Hamotzi. And that makes sense, because the Motzi should be right before he's going to eat from it. And the Leshe, Yeshiva Basukkah, doesn't literally mean sitting, it's just Akava, being there, Vayeshev Akavim Bakadesh. Yeshiv Yaakov Beretz Megurei Aviv, Vayeshev, doesn't mean that's where he was. That's where you were. It's a presence. So Leshe Basukkah, you're a presence in the Sukkah. You're already inside the Sukkah. And then you can make the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. That seems to make most sense. But already the Rosh writes, Minhag Olam is not like that. That the Minhag is to first make the Hamotzi, and only then to do the Leshev. I guess we are used to that. From the Seder, we first make Hamotzi and then Al-Achilat Matzah. But there, Al-Achilat Matzah is, Al-Achilat Matzah can only be when you're actually eating it. But it's Yeshiva B'Sukkah, it's not necessarily the sitting, but it's your presence. So you could say the order should be different between Pesach and Sukkot, because you're already fulfilling the mitzvah. Immediately you have to say the bracha, as opposed to, let's say, you can't say Al-Achilat Matzah, and then Al-Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, because you're not going to eat, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah. I'm sorry, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of eating Matzah until you've already made the bracha of Hamotzi. So that is it's a little difficult, the Minhag Olam, but still, we're so used to from the Seder, so we continue over it here as well. It's interesting, we talked about, before COVID, we had a discussion in the Beit Knesset, a very interesting shiur, at Suda Shishit, which also the bracha, is it before Tu B'Shva, we discussed it, is it Bari Pri Ha'etz, or the Shachyana, which comes first? There's a lot of discussion, a lot of different opinions, which of the two come first. And the generally accepted practice is, as Rav Aja prefers, Minhag is really, as Bari Pri Ha'etz, and then Shachyana, sort of what we're used to, in general, with other mitzvot, that let's say the lulav first, is lulav, and then the shachianos. The shachianos seems to be second. So we generally follow our patterns. That's the minhag olam. Now this persists. The Torah writes the same thing. Yeah, better leishav basukah before hamosi, but the minhag olam is first hamosi and then leishav. So what are you going to do? But one thing is clear, Rav Aja says, look, that you don't have to worry about a hefsek between Hamotzi and the eating, right? Since the bracha of Leshev Sukkah is part of the needs of the Suda. It's kind of like what the Gemara says, that if you made the bracha of Hamotzi before you put the food in your mouth, you said, go feed the animals, right? Because you're not allowed to eat before you feed the animals. So the order to go feed the animals is not a hefsek, because that's necessary for the meal. Now, even though the Shulchan Aruch writes that's only b'diavad, l'chad chila, you shouldn't be doing that, no. It's the only reason why that's not l'chad chila is because there were alternatives. You could have just been merameis, just hint. It was not necessary to speak. It's only b'diavad to speak. But here, well, there's no alternative. You have to say Leshe Basukkah. Why it's not considered to be a hefsek, because it's absolutely necessary for them to actually say it. You can't just hint to it. You can't just sight read it. You have to actually come, the words have to come out of your mouth. And therefore, it's not considered to be hefsek between the Hamotzi and eating. So therefore, you can make Hamotzi and then Leshe Basukkah. And it's interesting. That's what we do for Kiddush in the morning of Yom Tov or Shabbat, right? We're going to say Borei Pri HaGefen, and then Leshe Basukkah, and then we're going to drink from the from the food. So very, 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 very interesting. Now, what we do find is, however, that the Shulchan Aruch does prefer, according from the Rambam, that you should first make the bracha leishev and then amotzi, similar to the tour and the rush. But he writes again, same idea. And the minhag is to first make leishev. First is to make amotzi and then leishev. Same thing. Well, what should be done? So many have the minhag. I know Moroccans have the minhag. So Rabbi Lebor, that first hamotzi and then leishev asukah. But on one hand, on the other hand, you know, then you have the Ben Yishchai of Chaim Palagi, and they feel the right way is really to go with what the Rambam, Tur, Marami Rutenberg, all Rush, all prefer, and that is first to make the bracha leishev standing, say leishev standing, the Rambam standing, and then you sit and you make hamotzi. But Rav Aja says, yeah, you certainly those who follow the minhag, that's been for hundreds and hundreds of years, to first say hamotzi and then leishev sukkah is also fine. Nara fashtei. You have many ways to get it done. Wishing everybody a good week with many brachot and a chag sameach.